We're coming up on one of the busiest travel days of the year next Wednesday. You're going to be in traffic 2 hours longer than you normally would be.
Extra.
So leave earlier, pack like emergency kits with food, make sure your gas is full. Just pack, like prepare that extra 2 hours of time into your schedule.
Wow.
Great.
Yeah, yeah, be careful.
To go see relatives.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Unpopular opinions, we call it If I'm Being Honest.
So if I'm being honest, TV shows aren't good anymore. We're only watching to see how it ends. I mean, it's like, okay, is it a cooking show? Oh, it's about a bit when they own a bakery and they make specialty cupcakes. Okay, we're pretty much just tuning in to see
what's it going to look like.
What do the cupcakes look like at the end?
Yeah.
I'm watching All Her Fault on Peacock right now. And I'm going, okay, I'm three episodes in, but I really just want to know who's the kidnappers.
Yeah, who did it?
Mm-hmm. Who did it? Who done it?
Yeah.
I think they're not that great. We're just sticking around. Like, they're getting us to watch for almost an hour just to figure out, okay, just like, give me closure on this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tend to agree. I think before I commit to a show, I'll check especially on streaming shows. See, how many seasons is this?
Yeah.
Sure.
How long is this going to take?
Yeah.
Now, Gina, you watch all the shows, but within the first 5 minutes, you usually Google to find out, like, what the conclusion of the movie or show is, right?
Yes.
Spoiler for yourself.
I do, yes, because, like, I want to know what's happening. I want to understand what's going on. So usually I will look it up, and then, like, half of the time, probably more than half the time, honestly, I ruin it for myself. I don't mean to, but, like, I just keep reading.
You can't help
or
it.
They don't give me enough, like, details, so I keep reading, and then I spoil it for
and
myself.
You know everything that's going
to
happen.
Yes!
Do you do that with books, too, where you get a book, and then you go right to the end to see how it ends?
I've never done that with books, but I do look up the books that I'm reading to make sure I understand what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some of the So If I'm Being Honest that have been shared with us on Facebook.
Yeah. So Melissa said, colored lights on a Christmas tree and decorations are better than white ones. I disagree.
Oh, I like the classy white ones.
Me too.
It depends.
Yeah.
I think the colors one, it's good if you're a child.
Yeah. I grew up with colored lights. My dad really liked the colored lights, but yeah. Mine has white.
Yeah. I'm childlike. Or yeah. Childish.
Childish.
One of those, I think all I'm all
above.
Of those things.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm all of those things. I like the colored lights.
Okay.
That's interesting, though.
Michelle, this is a good one. She said, if I'm being honest, places that require you to dress formally for work every day just to sit behind a desk and work at a computer just doesn't make sense anymore.
That's
I think
true.
That is so true.
Yeah. Boy, I working from home, like, I think really hammered that home,
yeah.
Like,
right.
How stupid this is.
Mm-hmm.
My wife works from home, but yet she dresses up for the office on the offhand chance that she's going to be on a video call
on
with
a Zoom
somebody
call, yeah.
From
yeah.
work. But really, what's the difference? Why don't you just have, like, the computer just digitally put some, like, work clothes
yeah.
on?
Right.
Or just dress nice from the waist up.
Yeah. I started doing that. I'd wear, like, a sweater or a nice shirt, and now I just wear hoodies and... Nobody cares on my other business, you know, my other job. But I think that's so true. I've worked at a place where, you had to wear either like business casual or business attire. And I get if people are coming into the office, guests and such, nobody ever did.
If you're not dealing with the public, though, why?
No.
I know.
Why am I wearing heels just to sit down?
Why are you spending all this money to dress up for no reason?
Yeah.
I don't know if this is an unpopular opinion or not, but if I'm being honest, I think people who don't return their shopping carts should be fined, arrested, or perhaps even paddled.
Or should never be able to use a shopping cart. They just have to carry their groceries around with their two hands.
That's why, like Aldi's, you have to give them a quarter to use the shopping cart, and then you get your quarter back. So there's incentive to turn it back in.
Yep.
It's a little way, like it costs you a quarter to make you be your grown-up.
Yeah. If you don't do it, you get paddled.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
This could be just another indication of the stupid world we live in right now. Congress and the Senate have voted to release the Epstein files. And I guess there was betting sites where people put down wagers whether or not they're going to release the files.
Oh.
And there's one betting site where people would bet like $5,000 and get $16,000 back if they voted to release the file. So,
wow,
this is America. Let's bet on pedophiles.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, here's something silly. A solid gold toilet seat.
Yay.
And somebody paid $12 million for it at an auction.
Way. Is that the White House?
No. Actually, there is a story about that. But it's by the controversial and provocative artist Maurizio Catalan. He made a 223-pound, 18-karat gold toilet, and they started the bidding at auction at $10 million, which is what you would pay for that amount of gold.
Okay. Oh.
Somebody with the winning bid paid $12.1 million.
Golly.
So this is solid gold?
Apparently. Oh. And it's called America.
Okay, oh, that God. Would not be fun to sit on, though. That's got to be cold.
I would imagine.
That toilet seat has to be cold.
There was one thing. It's been around for a couple of years, and it was at one of the museums in New York, and apparently the White House had asked if they could have like one of the Van Gogh paintings that this museum had, and they said, no, but you can have this toilet seat.
Oh, God.
Probably thinking it would fit right in, right?
Yeah.
But apparently they said, no, it's okay.
Put it on the walls of the Oval Office. It would fit in with the golden Home Depot decor.
Yeah. Last week, Ariana Grande got accosted by this crazy fan while they were at the Singapore premiere. And
Of Wicked,
yeah, thank you. I guess this guy has done it before. Like, he's hopped up on stage when Katy Perry was performing. He's done it to the Chainsmokers, The Weeknd. So he kind of has, like, a thing about doing this. Well, he just got charged with 9 days in prison.
Good.
For it, yeah. So
it's like, hey, it's my thing.
Yeah.
It's okay because it's my thing.
Right.
That thing you shouldn't be allowed to do.
No, it's so stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody else who needs to be paddled.
Yeah. Stop it.
And they do that in Singapore.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Totally Hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Time for our excruciating test of knowledge. We call Gender Wars. It's brought to you by Tree Fellers. Got some trees you need out of the way? You can contact Tree Fellers. Visit them online at localtreefellers.com. For the ladies, we have Debbie in Nashville. For the guys, we have Bubba in Brentwood. Good morning, you guys.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Let's get to know you a little bit. Debbie, who has the best pizza, in your opinion?
Okay, well, it's a toss-up, but I think I'll go with ME3.
Okay.
They have a good, like, deep dish, I think.
All right.
All right. What about you, Bubba? Who has the best pizza, in your opinion?
My favorite is the official pizza sponsor of the Woody and Jim Show. That's my favorite. number one.
Well, like we don't have an official pizza sponsor, so
we will accept any kind of advertising dollars from anyone who makes pizza.
If anybody would like to be the official pizza, right now it's ketchup on a piece of toast.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, there you go. Well,
all right. There you go. Okay.
All right.
Gotta go with Sam's Club. Didn't get enough love.
All right, Sam's Club. It is.
Okay.
All right. You each have a screw you can use. Let's start with multiple choice questions.
All right, Debbie. Here we go. Is football legend Tom Brady now a part owner of the Cowboys, the Patriots, or the Raiders?
Raiders. I just saw him up in the press box.
There you go. That's him up in the press box, Monday Night Football.
Debbie's on the board.
All right, Bubba. In The Wizard of Oz, is Glinda the Good Witch of the North, the West, or the East?
The East.
No, the North.
No. Okay. You can take a big lead here, Debbie. In the Star Wars movies, what does Boba Fett do for a living?
I'm going to use the screw.
Okay.
All right.
Your chance to get back into it, Bubba. What does Boba Fett do for a living?
Boba Fett is a bounty hunter.
He is a bounty hunter.
Nice.
I was going to say dentist. All right.
Also inflicts cruelty on people.
It's tied up 1-1 now.
Clara Barton was a famous nurse who founded what health organization?
The Red Cross.
Nice.
All right.
Okay, things have turned around.
Okay, Bubba's got the lead. You got to get this one right if you want to stay in the game, Debbie.
Okay.
Red Stripe is a beer famously imported from what Caribbean country?
Bahamas.
The Bahamas?
It's not right.
No,
it's close. Jamaica. That means, Bubba, you are the winner.
Yay. A come-from-behind victory.
Woo!
You're going to get a 4-pack of tickets to Mistletoe Merchants Friday, December 5th through Sunday the 7th, so you can go shopping for interesting and fun stuff.
Nice.
At the Farm Bureau Expo Center in Lebanon.
Now, Bubba, you're not the one mentioned in the Epstein emails, are you? Don't look it up.
If you know, you know. Thanks for playing Gender Wars on Totally Hits 93.3.
We have a few more, if I'm being honest, statements, people we didn't get to a half an hour ago.
Unpopular opinions.
Yes.
Gina, we didn't hear from you.
Yeah, you know, if I'm being honest, I think eggnog is the most disgusting holiday tradition. Out of all the holiday traditions, it is the most disgusting. That is, it's gross. Like, and why would you name something eggnog if you're trying to get people to consume it?
Nog.
Neither one of those words say, oh, it's eggs, but you can drink it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's eggs, but it's we've nogged it.
And yeah. What is nog?
What is a nog? Yeah, what are you doing?
How do you nog things?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's just
something out of like a Charles Dickens novel or something.
Hand me a bowl of nog.
Yeah.
A glass of nog.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you either love it or hate it. My son Alex, he would have it all year long.
Oh god.
Yeah, but they only sell it at Christmas time.
I don't even know what's in it.
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know.
Is it cracked eggs and cream?
See?
And nog?
In cinnamon, right?
Or cinnamon, like, yeah.
I don't know, but I
think
I'm
people
not
just have it
because
it's an excuse for them to put booze in it.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know, put whiskey or rum or something in it.
Yeah, right. That's true.
And the more you drink it, hey, this stuff's not bad.
Yeah.
Found out they're drinking all the time, just looking for something to put in it.
Candace says, if I'm being honest, people who sneeze loudly are just doing it for attention.
Okay, I have to dispute this because I used to be able to sneeze with my mouth closed, and ever since I've been pregnant, my sneezes are uncontrollable.
Yeah.
So you're not doing it for attention.
I'm not.
No.
You know, I'm kind of more doing it so she doesn't pop out. I feel like if I close my mouth when I sneeze, she's just going to like pop out of me.
Is that going to induce labor?
Maybe.
The pressure will build up inside and shoot the baby across the room.
Maybe like give me 2 more weeks and then I'll start practicing closing.
I'm enjoying that mental picture. I mean, I know some people have little quiet, like, you know, kitten sneezes.
I used to,
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sneeze loudly. I can shake buildings with my sneezes, and it's not something I try to do. It's just that's how it happens.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's attention, but some people get way too into it.
Yeah, they do.
Sometimes my wife does.
Yeah.
Like, I really regret the open floor plan of our house.
Because echoes.
There's nowhere I can go in the house and not hear how lovely. Like, it's just like she hits a couple notes, she holds the notes.
Totally Hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Okay, big two ones coming up tomorrow as the second half of the Wicked movie comes out.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
I saw it last night in an early screening.
Yeah.
And if you like the first Wicked, you'll love this one.
Yeah, figure it out.
It's very satisfying. If you don't like, you know, sequins and brightly colored, candy colored things dancing and singing in front of you,
flying monkeys,
you won't like this one either. But it's very satisfying for the fans.
Yeah,
They were clapping last night when it was done. They were very happy.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So they're going to be fully satisfied. It'll be worth the wait for them.
Okay.
Yeah. I have my daughter works with somebody who's super into Wicked. So much so that she's been wearing like either pink or green on alternating days.
Oh my gosh.
I guess has her cubicle decorated, always has been. It's like all Wicked stuff.
Wow.
And like my daughter, who like didn't see the first one, doesn't care. She's like, I think it's awesome that she loves it. And I'm thinking, oh, well, that's nice of you that you're encouraging her along with that, even though you don't care. She goes, yeah, she brings in cupcakes every couple of days that are like Wicked cupcake themed. And she goes, yeah, I hope she just keeps baking those cupcakes.
I encourage your fandom if it means there's snacks.
If she's getting something out of it.
Exactly. So, I mean, really, that's a key. Like, if you're really into something that nobody else cares about, make baked goods related to that thing.
Yep.
And everybody else will be excited, too.
Yeah, they won't find you quite so annoying.
I wonder if she wears green and pink to, like, determine her mood for the day. Like if she walks in wearing green, you know, it's like, okay, stay away.
All right. I'm going to be a little wicked today.
Yes. Yeah, okay, and then if she wears pink, it's like, I woke up on the right side of the bed.
She's the good witch today.
Yeah.
I'm feeling pretty.
Yeah. Feeling good, like I should.
Winning the blue around the neighborhood. As a guy who lives in Shelbyville, who is a avid runner, and also, sadly, he has lung cancer, proving that you don't have to be a smoker to get lung cancer. Mm-hmm. The type of lung cancer he has is not curable. And he has been on some medication since 2022. And he's trying to raise some money for cancer research. And he's doing a kind of a cool thing along with his friends. They're calling it Joshua's Journey. And it's a relay race between Shelbyville and Knoxville.
Whoa.
About 200 miles. They're going to do this on Saturday.
Wow.
And they have a bunch of people, a lot of his friends and family are going to be helping out. And they're doing a relay race to raise money. I guess they're hoping to get about $50,000 in donations. So far, they've got about $42,000.
Whoa.
So that's kind of cool.
Well on their way.
Yeah, he's paying it forward and then helping other people that might be in the same kind of situation he's in. But yeah, right there in Shelbyville, going to Knoxville on Saturday.
That's great.
Yeah,
good luck to them.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to WOW in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
Now, Gina, you just have a few weeks left before your birth.
Yeah, hopefully about 4.5.
Okay.
Got a little scare at the doctor's office yesterday?
Sort of, yeah. It was like my 36-week appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And they always take your blood pressure before you go in.
Right.
And mine's always been low my entire life. There is high blood pressure that runs in my family, but I've always been on the same
immune
end.
To that.
Yeah, 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 it's always been like pretty low. And I want to give birth at Ascension St. Thomas's Birthing Center. It's kind of like a granola-y, crunchy, you know, you're not monitored as much, and it's like...
A little more earth mother.
A little bit more, yeah, like touching grass, one with your soul, yeah.
That's right. We'd like you to sit in this tub with dolphins to give birth.
Yep, they do have a bathtub in there. Yeah, all the things. And so that's where I would like to give birth, but it's a low-risk area. So
as long as you've got nothing going on, you can use that room.
Yep.
So
and
they can't have to keep an eye on you as much. You can go in there.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Like they know you and the baby are safe for the most part. And they come in for checks and stuff. It's not like you're on your own. Yeah.
It's like it's Ascension St. Thomas. We trust them.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. They're pretty good.
They're a hospital. Yeah. They must know what they're doing.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've been good. Like I've been cleared, and my doctor has to sign off on it actually for us to give birth there.
Okay.
So she tells me again, you know, like, yeah, as long as everything's good, I'll sign off. So we're leaving the appointment, and I've had a couple things come up health-wise that I'm like not freaking out about, but you know, she was like, just keep an eye on it, nothing crazy. But we leave the appointment, and my nurse is like, hey, I got the blood pressure thing mixed up, so we have to take it again. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay. So I sit down, and it's a little high, which, like I said, I've never been even close to high. And my mom was in the appointment with me, and this is the first time she's been in the appointment with me.
Yeah.
Like I said, we went over like two different health scare things, like our birth plan. Like there was a lot going on.
Is mom alone a reason you could have high blood pressure at that moment?
Very well could be. Yes. I was like on edge of hoping she wouldn't ask like 50 questions and, you know, insert her opinion as moms do. It was a little high, and the doctor was like, hey, you know, just so you know, if it gets any higher, you can't give birth there. And I'm like,
and you worrying about you're having high blood pressure will give you high blood pressure.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, it is kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy.
It
isn't
is.
It?
Right.
The white coat anxiety.
And to be fair, you know, like the last couple of weeks I've been stressed with my parents coming into town and the holidays and like being pregnant.
Yes.
Sure.
But, so my mom was like, Gina, do not worry. Like, you were talking a lot in there, which spikes your blood pressure. We were talking about, you know, crazy things. I'm here. Like, you'll probably be fine. And in the back of my head, I'm like, I need to start walking. I need to start going to the gym more. I need to, you know, do all these things, which is probably even worse, you know? Like, I should probably just chill. But, yeah, so hopefully I can bring my blood pressure down.
It's probably really high after just talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, now, totally.
Now, your parents are here for Thanksgiving. Are they going to stay until, you know, the birth?
Yes. So my dad will. He'll be here until she's born. My mom goes home for about a week and a half, and then she'll come back. So it'll stay high.
Okay.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
It's pretty cool. The hottest comedian in the world right now, Nate Bargatze, who is born in Old Hickory, he wants to bring an amusement park to Middle Tennessee. Of course, one of his first jobs was at Opryland Theme Park, and that's no longer there. And he says there needs to be some family fun stuff, you know, because unless you're not drinking on Broadway, what else is there to do?
Totally.
I know. Usually so, you get in the car for a couple of hours to go to someplace like that.
Yeah, I guess he's got investors lined up. It's going to be called Nate Land, and they're looking at locations right now. So hopefully that'll happen in the next year or so.
Nice.
It'll be pretty cool.
So when it comes to picking passwords, we're not really good at it. So a password manager company has released what the top passwords are for people who aren't very creative. They are 123456. Admin. Password is in the top three. Yeah.
The password is password.
Password is password. Mm. And for those of you that say, well, you know, it's probably the older people who are just doing 123456 because they're just not very tech savvy. They have debunked that myth and they say, we're just as lazy no matter what age you are, with generations Y and Z using 123456 just as much as older people, and also using their own unique lazy passwords like Skibbity.
Skibbity. I must admit, I have a simple password on my phone. It's not 1234, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it is very simple.
Is it 67?
No, it's not. 6767. No, it's not that. Could you imagine? Oh my gosh.
There's probably so many people that are using
6-7.
Yeah, how many teens?
Spell
oh my gosh. Well, one of the biggest Christmas trees here in Nashville was just installed at Nashville Yards. It's 37 feet tall.
They had
to use a helicopter to deliver it.
Wow.
Because, I mean, you know, all the buildings that are surrounding that area.
Yeah, no kidding.
But the grand lighting isn't going to take place until November 29th. So I'm not alone. They want to get through Thanksgiving first, too, before Christmas celebration.
They also want to give Thanksgiving its due.
Yes.
Yeah. What are we doing today, you guys?
I have a ton of meetings. I have like four back-to-back-to-back.
It's an awful day.
It's not fun, no. Maybe go grocery shopping, and then I have a youth group that I volunteer at tonight with my church.
My girlfriend Melissa's giving me a project this afternoon. She's become obsessed with Little Debbie's Christmas trees.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those
and are found
good.
A recipe online where you can make a dip out of them.
Oh, yeah.
By adding like
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip and sprinkles, and you grind it all up, and then you can dip obviously pretzels or fruit, but that's too healthy. So you want to use like cookies or something like that.
More
so,
Little Debbie's trees.
Yeah, something that we can get ourselves some diabetes for the holidays.
We're going to melt some fudge and shove it down a funnel.
Woo! Just put it right in my veins.
Recording a podcast tonight with my podcast guys, doing a couple of movie reviews for The Running Man and Wicked for Good.
Ah, very cool. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits 93.3.